إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد واجعلنا من أتباعه. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أيها المؤمنين، التقوى توصى الله سبحانه وتعالى and I not but Muslims. The time of night between Isha and Fajr is shrinking. This is the time where we have little time to sleep at night. This is the time when the weather outside is so beautiful and we go out and we stay late even during the night. Doing such activities may jeopardize our Fajr prayer. So I would like to take the opportunity to remind us about the value and importance of the Fajr prayer. Fajr prayer is the gauge of how much we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who attend Fajr prayer and pray at the masajid are indeed love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. If a person loves another person, that person would love to meet that person. The same thing, our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should have the desire and the interest to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places in the Quran prays Salat al-Fajr and swear by Salat al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wal-fajr wa layalin 'ashr, by al-fajr and the 10 nights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayah said wa Qur'an al-fajr, inna Qur'an al-fajr kana mashhuda. And the Qur'an of al-fajr, surely the Qur'an of al-fajr is witnessed, meaning by malaika. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us and commanding us that prayer must be done on time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Surely the prayer is a must on each believer on a certain time. I will relay the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ahadith concerning Salat al-Fajr. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said, Raka'at al-Fajr khayrun min al-dunya wa ma fiha. Referring to the sunnah before Salat al-Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these two rak'ah are better than the dunya, this life and what it has. So never mind the prayer of Fajr itself. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. Whoever prayed al-bardain would enter paradise. Bardain is the Salah of Al-Fajr and the Salah of Al-Aqr. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لن يلج النار أحد صلى قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. No one would enter the hellfire. That person would pray before the rising of the sun or before the sun setting of the sun. Means again Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Aqr. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ليس صلاة أثقل على المنافقين من الفجر والعشاء ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبوا. There is no heavier صلاة than the صلاة on المنافقين than the صلاة of الفجر and العشاء. And of both منافق did know the bounty of these صلاة, they would come to it even if they were crawling. Many times we forget ourselves and we forget that there is a Salah of Fajr to the point where there are so many Muslims who don't pray, and there are so many of us who pray would pray late after the sun rises. And of course for men, there are so many Muslim men who would not even bother to pray Salat al-Fajr at the masjid. Brothers and sisters, this is a simple reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray five prayers, and one of them is Salat al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He knows that we can pray even though at the time between Isha and Fajr is too short. Even if we have less time to sleep, then still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray Salat al-Fajr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to pray Salat al-Fajr, not only to pray it, but to pray it at the masjid. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا وثقتنا واعتمادنا إلا بالله وعلى الله. Brothers and sisters, there are so many benefits for the Salah in general, and for Salah al-Fajr there are certain ahadith to encourage us to pray al-Fajr no matter what happens. الطابق صلى الله عليه وسلم إن وضح حديث سيد من صلى العشاء في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل ومن صلى الصبح في جماعة فكأنما قام كل الليل. Whoever prays عشاء in جماعة like the one who prays half of the night, standing up at night and doing قيام. And whoever prays فجر in جماعة is like somebody who prays the whole night in قيام. Another hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. Whoever prays الفجر, then he is under the protection and the shield of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's better than the shield and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give the glad tidings to those who walk to المساجد during the night or during the darkness. But give them the glad tidings of light at the day of قيامة, the day of judgment. Another hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is making a dua for those of his ummah who get up early and to do fajr and set out to do their jobs. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اللهم بارك لأمتي في بكورها. Oh Allah, give barakah, blessing to the early hours of our ummah. So these early hours, Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking in a dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a blessing hour. So let's all take advantage of these 2 hours. Pray al-Fajr, stay up, we have time to recite Quran, we don't, then we set out to our work. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the scholars, he said, وَنَوْمَةُ الصُّبْحِ تَمْنَعُ الرِّزْقِ لِأَنَّهُ وَقْتٌ تُقَسَّمُ فِيهِ الْأَرْزَاقِ. Ibn Qayyim said, sleeping after praying Fajr is really gonna prevent you from getting your rizq, because he believes that doing so is really a blocker between you and your rizq. That is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to people their rizq. Some of us, not all of us, are really having trouble getting up for fajr in general and going to the masjid, the guideline to prevent such things to happen is really to sleep early, to have an alarm, have the need, the intention, the sincere intention to wake up for fajr and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy and possible for you. Another thing is to stick with those people, the friends who really go and pray fajr in the masjid. Companions would encourage each other to pray in general, to have the best manners, and of course would encourage each other to go to the masjid and pray fajr. Before you go to sleep, make sure you say some dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is tasbih or recitation from the Quran al-Kareem, and at the end again ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible and easy to get up and pray Fajr. With your alarm right next to you and not snoozing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're sincere about it, will make it happen. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضى. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.